guys, welcome to another episode of the Dorkiest Timeline Podcast, the tangent to the Two Fanboys and a Filthy Casual Podcast. I am one of your hosts. My name is Krisha.
This is Dennis.
This is Lewis.
And my name is Harold.
Oh, we got through it. We did it. That was only take one, I swear.
Only one take.
Hey, what's the name of that SNL skit with the salty balls?
Oh, it's sweaty like balls? That. It's like sweaty, that NPR.
Not salty, sweaty balls.
Yeah, yeah. They're like public radio, yeah. Kind of.
Because that when Kershaw was doing the intro, that's what it reminded me of. It was so amazing.
Peak Molly Shannon.
It was so soothing.
Yeah. I have to like bring my voice a little down. Welcome to another episode.
It's very early in the morning. It's
so early. Well, as you can see, we're actually, for the first time in forever, we are actually live.
Yeah, in person.
It took us a while to get used to actually being next to people. And we've shuffled around, so I don't know.
Ain't my bad again, dude. I'm sorry. Blame the health care service.
Oh, fine. Let's go with the whole injury thing again.
Again with the health problem.
Look, I'm not in a wheelchair, man. Yeah, I could be Stephen Hawking, you know. Yeah,
the man cave is
you
not
look like the Big Lebowski now. Come on.
What? The man cave is not ADA compliant.
His hair was more perfectly coiffed than mine.
I know, but still.
It was man coiffed.
Yeah, I'm very very jealous of that man's coif. And his cave.
I am happy to see you guys.
Yeah, welcome back.
I miss you guys. I love seeing you guys. I love recording here in the cave. I'm just glad to be back.
Oh, before you leave, don't forget you have a lemon jelly upstairs.
I have it in my purse.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yes. Yeah.
So she did her job.
Am I the only one not leaving with a present in the last few times?
Yes.
Dang it, dude. Harold's got a DVD. She's got a jar of jelly at night.
You have a pat on the back.
I do. I got to press the button
today.
You
didn't even get that, dude.
I have it.
When he walked in the door, you're just like, yeah.
No one's
start recording,
this.
Monkey.
Just because you have one job now, Lou.
I know, it's a very important job, dude.
It is. He screwed it up last week.
Look, why are you even here, Harold? To be honest with you.
What did I do?
Oh, because that was my job.
Yeah, you have nothing now, dude.
I've been nothing.
All those times we've been joking around.
It's not like this episode is my idea. Like,
side conversations about how useless Lewis is and everything.
laugh track, everybody.
Perfect timing.
One for one, baby. Let's go.
I think you belong there.
Wait, did you remember where the buttons are?
I did actually. Randomly? No, actually, no. Just this button, the laugh track.
The concentration it took him to hit that one button, you could see it in his face. It was just like,
I'm actually sweating on my brow right now. I hope I pressed the right one, dude.
He could have womp-womped that one really badly.
A lot of pressure on this on the spot, dude. I don't know if I'm ready for this, but anyway.
Hey, at least you hit record. That's all I'm
saying. That's most important.
Job 1A. All right. Well, yeah, welcome back. It's been a while. Again, it's 2 weeks in a row that we've had the honor, the privilege of being in the cave. Really awesome seeing everybody again. Weather's
really
not
is.
That great, but at least, you know, it's nice in here. So, yeah. Happy to see you, dude.
I'm happy. And I guess we'll just go right into our topic today. I'm going to kick it off. Well, I'm not going to kick it off. I'm going to send it to Harold because this was Harold's idea. Harold, you want to explain your idea?
Not really.
Okay. Well, today, welcome
good, dude.
To.
So fast. See, this is why we need the professional with us. It's because, like, you know.
I don't know. I'm not pushing any buttons.
Oh, that's true.
We
don't get paid to push buttons over here. So it is March, which means it is March Madness, which means it's fantasy football time.
Well, it's also fantasy baseball time.
Yeah, it's just fantasy sports are all around. And we do have in our midst, apparently, the champion of our fantasy football league.
Yes, sir.
You did none of the work.
Oh, Lewis?
Yes, I know.
Oh, nice.
I did zero of the work.
Your son is.
Yeah, he carried the team, dude.
Your son literally texted me, thank you so much. And I was like, don't thank your dad at all. He did nothing. I go, everything I just sent you, you take that. You keep that for you.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you give your dad $5. Give him his entrance fee back. No.
Did you even pick the players at least?
No. Even even on draft day, he was looking over my shoulder. I was like, here's my login, bud. Go ahead. Go crazy.
Knock yourself out.
He deserves it.
The only thing I earned was the fact that I was in that room 14 years ago when we started this draft. So that's the only thing I get.
That's the first initial fantasy draft.
Oh, wow.
You guys still do an in-person draft?
Not recently. But I think maybe next year. I know we keep saying
I'll figure it out.
Well, I think the group's also
Harold's injured.
it goes
back to it again, guys. Come on.
Sorry.
Now that I'm less injured.
Okay. So
look, Urkel.
I like that voice.
Just call me your purple.
Urkel.
I know, I'm just kidding.
Also your purple.
What is the color Urkel?
The color Urkel.
It is Lot Urkel.
Lot Urkel.
So back to our thing, I guess, here.
Oh, it's time to go, by the way.
Oh, yeah. It's go time.
I know.
I got to pick up my kids. Sorry.
And Krisha has a previous engagement.
Got to go. I don't.
I have nothing.
Oh, we're staying. Yeah, when Lewis leaves, we just have fun.
Okay.
Hey, yo.
We just hang out.
No, someone needs to take me home. It's raining outside, bro.
Oh, and it's going to be hard for you to climb the Jeep.
Oh, I would have to hoist you.
And unfortunately,
that's the most I've heard that word in a while.
I'm not my grandma's size, so it's gonna be. If it was the opposite, I could, you know.
Hey, and anytime I think of Harold, the word hoist is the first word that comes in.
It's very appropriate.
Moist.
Very hoisty, moisty.
Look, can we get to the topic?
We'll get to the topic. Yeah,
Harold, this is why you don't get to press the button anymore.
because
your finger is injured.
I'm lying. Okay. So we have for you today, and feel free to play along with this, guys. I will put this sheet up on the one of the posts. Lewis will actually do that for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we have ourselves a fantasy movie draft today. Mm-hmm. So what the concept of this is, I've created a...
I thought we were doing... Okay, never mind. Obviously, somebody wasn't paying attention to the...
It was a busy work week for you, bro.
And again, very crazy.
So busy. Okay. Go ahead.
Great. But I have a list.
Hey, third week that I don't know what's going on in the script.
So. And, but you know what? All the episodes have been gold because Dennis has been in the dark.
The less he knows, the better it is, I think.
Ooh, that's a new banner.
The less you know. It's not even the less you know, it's the less
Harold,
Dennis
get
knows.
Back to the topic, please. Okay. Come on.
So I have a
list. Stop being distracted.
I have a list of...
Just like when I look at your beard.
You're distracted? It's scraggly right now. It's short.
Get to the point, Harold.
I'm trying to distract
you. You brought up the beard. Yeah. Okay, let's...
Kirsch, I believe you brought up the beard right now?
I am the beard. What?
Whoa.
Okay.
All right,
moving on.
I'm turning off my
microphone. Let's just reveal nice some secrets today.
Secret time today.
Anyway, is one of those days where we're not going to have an episode
again? No. We are going to stick to it, dang it. We cannot do it 2 weeks in a row. Cannot do it 2 weeks in a row.
We totally could, but, you know.
Yeah, but.
Now we have an actual plan?
Yeah, there's a plan.
20 minutes in, we have a plan. The fantasy draft we have today is, it's going to go snake draft. And everybody's going to pick one lead actor, one lead actress, any supporting character they would like to believe. We have a main antagonist, if you'd like to pick one, who the soundtrack will be by, when it is taking place, so like what decade it is, and the location of the film, and also the genre of the film, and genre ranges to everything.
So we just randomly... And again, I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be the audience. Like, the audience has no idea what the hell is going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm Timothy Chalamet in that one episode in The Good Place where I'm asking everybody to explain everything.
Timothy Chalamet was in
Not Timothy Chalamet. The other hunk. What's his name?
We know who he's picking.
Hey, did you guys watch Wonka?
No.
You know what I did? I fell asleep to Wonka.
Ah, just checking. Okay, cool. Get to the topic. Let's go.
Get to the topic already. So if we're going to go in order. We'll let's just decide this right now. We'll go Lewis first.
Mm-hmm.
Krisha will go second. Dennis will go third. I will go fourth. And then we'll snake. So then I will pick next. And then Dan. Then Krisha.
So which of the topics are we doing?
No, it's a draft.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, which category do you want to go first?
It's or is up it to
free
you,
for all?
Because it's like fantasy football.
I get you. Where you can go running back position, or quarterback exactly. or whatever. I like it.
I'm glad that you're the champion of our league.
Wait, you want to call your son real quick?
How does it work?
You have the other son that can actually...
I know. Ooh. My other son actually watches film. Like, this, I'm going to ask him Denzel or Leo DiCaprio, but... Sorry.
Okay, so round...
Let's pretend, again, that I have no idea what's going on. So what are the categories one more time?
We have genres, lead actors.
Oh, the best of it?
No, well, there's so a. You're trying what to build, we like. You're trying to build a movie.
Yeah, okay, that there you would go.
Like.
Yeah. We're trying to build like our dream movie that maybe.
Oh, so if I say like science fiction, then
yes,
I'm building a science fiction movie. Dude, this is a Timothy good topic. This is such a great topic. And man, why was I not paying attention to the thread?
The thread has the link to the sheets if you want to open it.
Yeah, it turns out I'm the, of all the people here, I'm in, this is my house, I'm the one who can't access my Wi-Fi.
Sheets? Oh, no. You don't know the password.
So, hey, all right, look, cool. It's going to happen. Go.
We can share. All
right.
So wait, what's the, why would I mean, it's kind of like the whole running, people always choose the running back type thing. What would stop me from not picking the genre?
Well, hypothetically, since I'm going first, maybe I'd be a jerk and be like, oh, I already know he's going to go science fiction. I like science fiction. Yeah. I'm going to go pick science fiction first. Also, so you're left
Lewis can be like,
fantasy or
since I know Western. Dennis loves Will Smith, I pick Will Smith as my first pick.
Well, you can build anything on Will Smith.
Obviously. Hey, have you not seen this?
Just a hint. Will Smith. Also,
he's a genre in himself.
Everything.
It's the whole movie's just called Will Smith.
Yeah. There's just nothing. Here's a hint.
I'm just making Zorro again, but with Will Smith.
That actually might work, dude. I'm sorry. With this audience. All right. That's a great explanation. I like it. At the end, I want to say, like, maybe we can try to justify why we chose who we did. But, we'll get there when we get there. So I get to go for the first pick. Lots of good names you put here, H. But I think, first and foremost, I think in this day and age, a lead actor makes or breaks a movie. So I'm going to go with somebody who's pretty like hot in the sense of like popularity, and I think he's also going to sell tickets in my fantasy movie. I'm going to go with Ryan Gosling.
Wait.
Yes.
You just chose you fantasy and
Ryan. No, Gosling? I didn't get fantasy. Hypothetically.
Just having Ryan Gosling as his lead is already a fantasy, so you know.
Okay, yeah, cool. You know it. Why do you think I named my son his name? Because
Gosling?
No. Yes, I call him Baby Goose. No, because Ryan Gosling's character in The Notebook was one of my favorites, and I, yeah, anyway.
Are you just making The Notebook?
Yes.
Damn it! Yes, gosh, now we know.
There it is.
All right, so yeah, my first pick, I'm going to go with Ryan Baby Goose Gosling.
Okay. With the second pick.
With the second?
I'm going to.
Oh, we needed that audio.
Yeah, where is that audio? No, that's not it.
One for one, baby!
I'm not having the audio. For the second pick, I am going to go lead actress. And I know she's not on the list. I didn't add to it. Sorry. But I'm going to choose Kate Blanchett.
Ooh.
Number one.
Kate with a C.
Blanchett with a B. She's just my favorite. And I think because of the way this draft works, she's very like chameleon-like. She can just, you know, she can fit very well in any one of these genres. So I'm picking Kate. I'm picking my girl, Kate.
I like it.
So I can do anything.
Well, so you can pick off the list or you can do anything.
I don't have the list, okay?
Or any, I mean... You know.
No, okay, no, relax, bro, relax. I am going with, I'm going to take a genre, and I'm going to go romantic comedy.
Ooh. Why did I think you were going to go there, dude?
Taking that I like out that. Of there because...
Oh, Harold's going back to the draft. Oh, he's typing furiously.
Damn it.
But I like that choice then.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do I need to explain? Because no. There's no explanation for romantic comedy.
There's no explanation why Dennis needs a romantic comedy.
Yeah, it suits you. Yeah. It makes sense.
Okay. I'm glad that you accept me for who I am.
Okay, then I will, since I am the snake, I will go with my genre. I am going to pick an action movie. And since I pick next, I want my lead actress to be Anna Kendrick.
Ooh, interesting! I like this.
Also,
I hate you.
I've been listening.
I'm
to
done.
I've been listening. Good to night, everybody. Audiobook this whole past.
Mm-hmm.
It took me 3 months to listen to her audiobook. But, you know, you listen to it in pieces, even though I killed the Princess Leia one in like a day. But but her one, for some reason, I was just like chopping it in. Yeah, I'm fascinated with her
story.
Wait,
is it because it's bad? It's because you, or one of those things where you're like relishing it, so you kind of want to like
I replay chapters because she gets really graphic. And it's funny to hear Anna Kendrick get graphic.
So, yeah. Oh, and it's actually her.
It's actually her. That, oh, nice. Dude, all the audiobooks I download, free plug for the library app, but all the audiobooks I download, it has to be spoken by the author, except for the Britney Spears one, because I want to hear Michelle Williams.
Faux shiz.
Yeah, that's all I'm waiting for. Waiting for that chapter.
Wait, Michelle Williams and Destiny's Child?
No. That would be so much.
That would be great.
Why did you roll your eyes at me, jerk?
Because
it's a legitimate question. Yes, dude. We're live now. I can see what you're doing.
God. Is it Michelle Williams from Dawson's Creek?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Oh, okay, cool.
Then it's no.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Even better. Okay. Oh, no. Trust me. I went Destiny's Child first, and then the other D word.
Was Beyonce busy? Yeah.
Obviously, she's the third member. I know. Okay, Dan. Up to you.
All right. Okay. So I, what was yours again? Real quick.
He went with action genre. Anna Kendrick as his lead.
A lead actress.
I dig that. I think she can do it.
No, that's already a thumbs down for me. You're out. And for me, that was gonna be my dude. Can we trade?
Oh,
I'm saying.
Let's see what we have.
Okay. I mean, I have Simu Liu in my pocket.
So. Oh,
no, I'm joking. No, nobody would. No action, like a romantic comedy with Simu Liu. Come on, everybody knows that no Asian lead would ever work. Oh. Yikes!
Hey man, not named Henry Golding.
No, exactly. Not named Henry Golding.
Unless your name is Montalban, then.
Ooh, that's a deep cut, dude. Maybe he'll be my my supporting actor. Paulo Montalban, shout out to you, man. Wherever you may be.
Philippine consulate. I don't know.
Real quick question. Does it have to be current age person?
No.
Like can I choose?
Like prime Chuck Norris?
Yeah, prime Chuck Norris from a romantic comedy.
Yes. Prime Chuck. Yes.
Breaking boards and breaking hearts.
So we're going to romantic comedy these days. So, I think I'm just going to recreate the perfect movie. I'm going to go prime Drew Barrymore.
Mm. Why do we sound like NASCAR?
No. I'm going Will Smith all the way. Come on. Jeez Louise. My best actress is Will Smith.
Okay. All right. So
that's right. Think about that real quick.
All right, Courage, ball's in your court.
Thank you.
Or you're on the clock.
I'm remaking Juana, man. with
speaking of balls.
I think this generation's ready for it, Dan.
They're ready, bro.
They're ready for it. They are thirsting for this.
Okay. I'm going to pick genre. Oh, this is hard. I would like to do... can we go dark comedy?
Sure.
I'm going to go dark comedy.
I like it.
What's an example of that? Sorry, I'm trying to think of what's a dark comedy.
I'm going to get you, sucker.
Yo.
Black Juana
Man. Juana
Man. Hitch. No.
Wait. Why is Hitch a dark comedy? Unless you're being racist at this point.
Hello, it's Harold.
Oh, then, yeah. I had to
mute my own mic real quick.
Misogyny. Got it. Okay, cool.
Okay, Lou, your pick.
All right. We get to sneak this one. So I'm going to take advantage of this position, and I'm going to actually choose an antagonist and then the genre from there.
Wait. Antagonist?
Yes.
How is that different than...
So, like, there's actors who are typecast as like the bad guys.
Oh, okay.
So like in a romantic comedy, it'd be like Rob Schneider,
gotcha,
or David Spade.
Oh, He's trying though. Kevin all right, James. So Kevin James. All right, for antagonist, I'm gonna go just because I think he's just a great actor, and I'd love to see Ryan Gosling work against him. But Willem Dafoe, I just saw him again. No Way Home was on TV the other day, and he was just an absolute menace in that Spider-Man movie. Not to mention, like, I think he's got a part in Poor Things. I don't know. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm gonna go with Willem Dafoe as my bad guy. And then for genre, just because I think Ryan Gosling's done practically everything except for I want to go superhero. I'm gonna go with the superhero genre. So I'm not sure yet how I'm gonna. While you guys are doing the rest of your snake pick, I'm gonna try to imagine what it is that he's gonna be, or if I'm gonna squeeze him into an existing superhero that we all know. But yeah, I think that's what I'm gonna go with. So super Ryan Gosling versus Willem Dafoe in a superhero movie.
Ooh, okay. Okay. All right. I'm gonna pick Chris Evans. I think he's so funny, but also very dry. And think he can, like, really kill those are the first a two? Dark comedy. And I also yeah, think...
That's the first things you think of when
I know. I say handsome. Very handsome.
Also...
Abtacular.
Jaw-like, straight angle.
But yeah, I'm thinking, like, how like his that. Character was in Knives Out.
Oh, that's what you I was know, thinking.
Like, oh, yeah.
I feel like that's a dark comedy in addition to, like, a mystery. Yeah, I think Chris Evans is my pick. One.
Dang it, you're right. Can I take back my superhero? Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, so my next one would I'll go with antagonist, and I'm gonna go with Keanu Reeves.
Ooh, oh, that's a good switch against Will Smith.
Against
Will Smith.
Think about that.
Are you right remaking there? The Matrix that she could have been,
except a romantic comedy?
Are they gonna make it together? I'm actually, whatever's happening now in this movie, I'm fully invested. Yeah.
Just if you need a producer, we didn't say this, but if you are listening to this, we want you to vote later on which movie you would want to watch. Okay, we want to hear about this, especially you, Moon.
We know you're there. We know you're listening.
Or we're hoping, or else the world has come to an end.
Yeah,
come on, like Curtis's mom. I'm hoping I get your vote. You know.
Oh, no. Yeah. She might. I'm not her favorite. Oh,
sorry.
Denied.
That's what happens when grandkids come in. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I'm her favorite child. I'm not her favorite person.
Yeah. Oh,
in baby. This cast or Room to Improv. Oh. It's fine. I've come to
accept you could have been funnier. I don't know why your mom has an accent all of a sudden in this story.
She does. She does. Okay.
See, that's why you don't get the vote.
I am going to go with who I would love to see as my supporting character in this movie, in my action movie starring Anna Kendrick. I want to see John C. Reilly as her supporting actor.
Nice.
Because he knows how to do kung fu, apparently, according to both Boogie Nights and Talladega Nights. He loves the nights.
He loves
the evenings. He does his best work at night.
John C. Reilly. Yes. He's a night man. And for his shush.
I just thought of Always Sunny real quick. Sorry. Night man?
It's day man, bro. But and then I want as my main antagonist, because I love the way his face looks as a bad guy, I want Mads Mikkelsen as my bad guy. And I think
are you okay?
According to Casino Royale, he can do action. Mm-hmm. He can also bust balls. Apparently,
literally. Like,
I don't remember anything about that movie besides somebody dying of poison and then James Bond getting knocked in the
That
balls.
Whole scene. Yeah. Did it actually have to be there?
No.
Yes.
Or did it have to be that long?
It could have been left ambiguous. Yeah. But like, why is he cutting a hole in the chair? Oh my God.
It could be like an aside. Oh, did you hear what happened to Bond? Right. Ballless now. Irony.
That's why he's so promiscuous. Also, yeah, whatever. Yeah, doesn't work down there.
Perhaps the Daniel Craig for having a ball sack that hangs low enough to like hit under the chair, you know? So, you know, good for him.
Wait, that's a bad thing?
Hold on. It's a bag. Yeah.
Okay. I think it's my turn.
It
yes?
is your turn then.
I'm going to go the supporting actor. Is it actor and actress or?
It's either, yeah, either or.
But you, want. You don't get an actor and an actor. Like,
it's either. Whoever you
no,
want.
No, no.
Oh, you only get one. Yeah.
You only get one.
One supporting okay. character.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There you go. That was the question.
He, her, him, she.
I think because this person is in vogue. This person's everywhere.
The character is in vogue?
On Vogue.
Yes, yes.
I'm down.
For your mind.
Well,
is it Don Robinson?
Oh, I love her.
Well, yes, it is.
Michelle Williams. No,
and you get to decide which one.
In Vogue, bro. Everybody in Vogue can sing. Yeah, she would not cut it there.
My pick for a supporting actor / actress is Awkwafina.
Ooh.
There you go. See, you guys are whitewashing everything.
I know. I was gonna say
I'm going for.
I have one.
A huge demographic everywhere. You know?
I have one. I go have for one, it. And I'm doing my supporting. I'm next, right? Yeah.
Yes. It is.
My supporting actor is Steven Yeun.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think it. He can really
for dark comedy. I can see
yeah.
that. I can
yeah,
see
dude,
that.
Yeah. Like in Beep.
In Beep. In the Beep. In the Beep, he was very good. Yes. Also hot. Wait.
I mean,
it never hurts.
Acceptable.
Them, like, you know, that's why I picked John C. Reilly.
Hot.
Gorgeous. You know, that chest row going down to his ballsack.
Oh, yes. That's always good.
What? I got distracted.
What the heck just happened?
Hold on,
it is very distracting. Yeah.
All right. Shoot. I get two back to back on this. So I'm going to choose my supporting actor now. Again, for my superhero genre, I'm thinking that this guy is going to be your mentor role, a little bit older gentleman. And now y'all like incepted me. Now I think I need to diversify my cast. So I'm going to go with Idris Elba. I think he played a great role in Pacific
See,
Rim.
Now the audience is looking at it going, I'm forced to. I'm forced to.
God,
you know,
fire that guy.
You're like the people who are in MGM who's like, well, I guess we have to put his name out there for James Bond because he's British.
Just because. I do feel so guilty for
that.
So
for the audience,
I'm so sorry, Mr. Elba.
For the audience, as you're judging who the winner is, please make that a point.
Yeah.
I did the
bad token pick. I'm so sorry.
So yours is dark comedy?
Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
Wow, you said it. Okay, look, real quick, before we stop, before we continue again with his next pick. So just for me and for the audience, obviously. So most of us already have our genre. We have our, some of us have actor and actress. Some of us have supporting. We have, what else are we missing here? That we haven't really talked about. I'm guessing song or music?
Yeah, who is doing your music?
Okay.
What kind of, where is it going to be located? Where is the movie located?
Okay.
And then what decade you would like
to Okay, use? Cool.
All right.
Cool.
Okay. I like this one. Okay, so I think for my next sneak pick, since we're going to choose a setting, dang, I don't know, dude. Maybe we'll choose a decade or timeline for this one. We're gonna go retro for this one. I think it's a little bit fun, so I'm gonna call dibs on the '80s. This is gonna be an '80s superhero movie with Ryan Gosling, Willem Dafoe, and Idris Elba as his mentor. Not sure how this is gonna go out, but yeah, there we go.
Okay.
And then you pick again.
No. Oh no, that was me. That was my second pick. So I'm good. So it's back to
Idris Elba
and then
his,
the '80s.
You know.
Okay.
For my antagonist, I'm going to pick Zendaya.
Ooh.
I think she can do anything.
It's pronounced Zendaya. Zendaya?
She says it's Zendaya.
Zendaya? Zendaya.
I thought she was like Indonesian at first because of that name.
I can see that, actually.
Yeah. And she kind of looks, you know, ambiguous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But her last name is like Williams or something, right?
I think so.
Michelle?
Her real name, Michelle Williams.
The third Michelle Williams.
She had to change it to Zendaya.
She was like, I'm tired of all these Michelle Williamses.
I picked Zendaya.
Okay. I'm going to go with music. Actually, no, I'll save music for later because I don't know many music people. John Williams for romantic comedy. No. I'm going to go with...
It'd be the most epic thrust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whoa.
Wow.
How'd you know the title of my movie? Because, just so you know, the romantic comedy is going to be set in a space station.
Spaceman?
Love in space.
Imagine Awkwafina. I can't get out of here.
Kevin Hart, what are you doing here?
They're not the same person?
They're the same person.
Just different fonts.
All identities the same way there.
I like that.
So you're picking John Williams?
No, I'm
are you picking
space like thinking? A spaceship.
Okay.
I don't want to limit myself to a space station, spaceship, somewhere in space.
So change it to spaceship now. Okay, I'm gonna go with
like you wrote it already. Stop,
he
like
wrote it. No, he wrote it.
Okay, never mind. He wrote it already. Okay,
I just put space in quotes.
I feel awkward, like Awkwafina in space.
I'm gonna go with the decade I'd like to pick. I'd like to pick the 90s because I'm all about the 90s, and because I'm picking the 90s, my soundtrack will be by Trent Reznor.
Of course,
nice, very good, very good.
Is he still alive?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sure.
You know, it's gonna sound like I think if I just play I wanna
like an animal yeah.
for like 90 minutes straight, I would watch that movie.
It's just vibes. Yeah.
It's like every time Anna Kendrick walks into the door,
just edgy, dude. Yeah.
I don't know what it's gonna sound like, but it's gonna sound like that.
It'll sound great.
Time frame, somewhere like an ambiguous future. So we can watch it like 30 years from now and still.
So you're saying the decade is AF?
Yes. Decade is.
Future AF, dude.
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
The future ambiguous future.
All right. How many rounds do you want to go that age? Because
I fill it out.
Huh?
Until we fill it out. Okay. So everybody has one of each.
Okay.
Sounds good.
I'm trying to figure out what I have left now. Continue. Go ahead.
Where's?
Okay, for my locale, I'm going to pick the Valley, specifically Burbank.
Very action-packed.
Also, it's going to be a high-budget version of the Valley.
Yeah.
With a Holiday Inn.
Yeah, I only pick Burbank because they have a lot of like those old-timey like 50s houses.
Oh, that's
like
true.
Old like bungalows. Like it's so okay. Burbank.
I dig it.
Yeah, like where Lewis's brother used to live.
Yes.
Nice and
bungalow.
The bungholo?
Oh geez. Yeah.
Bungholio. All right. So Pigs goes to me. I hope it's not being semantic, but I'm gonna go for my location since it's gonna be an 80s genre superhero movie. I've been binging a lot of like The Rookie and SWAT on Netflix just for my downtime. So I'm gonna set in LA. I think 80s LA would be a good fun little like setting for superheroics. I'm still trying to figure out if Ryan Gosling is going to be like one of them superhero Superman types, or if he's going to be like more of a street level hero type. So but we're going to go with LA, going to go with some place that I know. For my next snake pick what do you call the soundtrack guy? Like, what do you call
composer?
I guess. Yeah. I'm gonna go with. Again, this is recency bias, just because I saw Dune. Hans Zimmer. I think dude can play something pretty fun, pretty epic. But again, maybe a little too much of the mismatch of genres right now. But yeah, we're gonna go with Hans to provide the music and the ambiance. I don't know why I'd say it like that, but
I like it.
Yes.
We have locale. We have ambiance. I like it. I will go with, I guess, for the score, I will pick Danny Elfman. I feel Burbank, dark comedy.
That's perfect.
I think it suits. I think it fits.
Damn it. I want to watch Chris's movie already.
I want to watch your movie. Let's trade movies.
Okay. I'm going to need help because not braining right now. Who plays the antagonist in the protagonist in Brooklyn Nine-Nine? protagonist?
Yeah, Jake Peralta.
Andy Samberg.
What is the name of Andy Samberg's musical group?
Oh, Lonely Island. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. I want them as my soundtrack.
I like this.
Dennis is just remaking Popstar.
Have you seen Popstar?
Wait, Popstar's in space?
It could be.
It could be.
I think that's just what that's going to be the byline. It's Popstar in space.
That's part of the whole appeal of it is Andy Samberg rapping in space. Damn it, I'm watching that movie
too. I know,
too.
That's a good one.
I would like to go with my main lead actor, and this seems appropriate. I'm going to go with The Rock. I feel like he needs a career renaissance in terms of being a leading man actor in action. He's never done it before. He's great as The Rock. I want him to play Dwayne Johnson in this.
Ooh.
And he's going to be playing a 6'5 Dwayne Johnson opposite a 5'1 Anna Kendrick as an action duo.
Might just work.
I'm telling you, I'm thinking it's box office gold.
Like, yeah. I like this.
I mean, The Rock and Kevin Hart work out so well, and he's 4'8. I mean,
right? Yeah. So I'm thinking totally going to work. And I think this is my last thing.
I think so. Yeah. It looks like we got a pretty solid lineup.
Oh,
right,
no,
now.
We still have one more round going back.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah. My last thing is where it's going to be located. I would love for this movie to be located in Miami.
I like this.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. My last pick is Best Actress. Or the actress, a main actress is going to be Cameron Diaz.
P. Cameron Diaz or current?
I don't know who. I don't know much about current, so I'm going to go P. Cameron Diaz.
I think she's retired.
Is she?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's just making wine and hanging out with the good Charlotte.
Didn't she do one with Jamie Foxx? Like before Jamie Foxx got sick.
Did she?
Right before she
got
was
Jamie Foxx sick.
No, that is not the rumor that I'm trying to start.
Sorry.
But during whatever Jamie Foxx was working on before he got that mysterious sickness, she actually did that as not necessarily a comeback, but like a favor for Jamie Foxx. Unfortunately, he got sick, so you know. So Cameron Diaz when she was still acting.
Oh yeah,
I like it.
I like
that. She's very funny. I will go, my decade will be the 50s. I feel like I mentioned that already. I like the height of old timey Hollywood, Burbanky. There's something there.
Yeah. Lou, last pick.
Don't mess this up.
I know, last pick.
Yeah, the most ambiguous superhero movie ever. Yeah,
seriously, dude. I think I'm down to a leading actress and we still have a lot of great names on the board. But I don't know who I'm going to go for here. But I think I'm torn between Jennifer Lawrence or Anya Taylor-Joy just because I think they're the right look. Or, you know, if it is going to be.
Yikes.
I don't want to be.
Do you remember Jennifer Lawrence in the comic book movies?
Oh, you're right. She did do that. Okay. We're going to go with Anya Taylor-Joy, who's only had one in the bank. She did New Mutants, which I think everybody's just going to forget. And.
I still haven't seen it.
Yeah, so, wow, the one superhero movie you haven't seen. There you go.
I watched a lot of crap.
Yeah,
that's not the crap.
That's the one of them. So, yeah, I think I'm going to go with Anya Taylor-Joy then. Because, yeah, Jennifer Lawrence, I think the first few First Class movies, she was dialed in. But towards the end, if I'm not mistaken, she checked out. So, that's going to be my last pick. Anya Taylor-Joy to be the lead actress in this ambiguous 80s superhero movie set in Los Angeles.
Okay, so, Krish, do you want to read out our results?
Yes.
Well, let's go, but let's do this. Let's do the result real quick. So you'll start with...
No. We have to act out a scene.
Yeah, that's why we're going to...
No,
You don't want to pause? Right, can we pause? Because we got to
Oh, God.
See, that's the answer you get.
Okay?
No.
The microphone stands at
Lewis is so angry.
That's Ryan Gosling being angry right now. Don't put baby goose in the corner.
Does he have that range?
How dare you? Of course he does.
Okay, go ahead, Kirsch.
Okay, so for Lewis, we have Ryan Gosling, Willem Dafoe, in a superhero movie, an ambiguous superhero movie, Idris Elba in the 80s of Los Angeles, Hans Zimmer is doing the score, and Anya Taylor-Joy is the lead actress.
Yeah, this is all over the place.
Yeah. Okay, for me, I have Kate Blanchett in a dark comedy with Chris Evans and Steven Yeun. The villain is Zendaya. It takes place in the Valley, aka Burbank. Music by Danny Elfman, and it takes place in the 50s. Dennis has a romantic comedy with Will Smith and Keanu Reeves.
Oh, together?
Yeah. This is like a 1-2 punch with Awkwafina in quote-unquote space in the future. Music by The Lonely Island, and Cameron Diaz is also in it. And then for Harold's movie, it's an action movie with Anna Kendrick and John C. Reilly.
Wait, sorry, it was action?
Yes.
Okay, Jackie, go ahead.
The villain is Mads Mikkelsen. Takes place in the 90s in Miami. Music by Trent Reznor. And also The Rock is in it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Harold is remaking Miami Vice.
No, I'm remaking, what's that movie with Mark Wahlberg and The Rock?
Oh, Miami Vice.
Hey. With Anna Kendrick playing Don Johnson. and The Rock is Philip Michael Thomas? Wait, that seems...
No, the Rock definitely is Don Johnson. Come on. He's the only one that's going to be able to fit the jacket with the tight shirt.
Yeah, with the rolled up jacket sleeves. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, come on.
He has the forearms for it.
You made the movie. You don't even know who you're, what's going on here.
I'd like to believe that movie is going to be fantastic for an audience of like 3 people.
Well, personally, I don't know what we were doing after this, but aside from my movie, because it's gold, I think I would want to watch Courageous. Courageous is going to be it's a dark comedy, so but I don't know. I kind of see it like a teen, like a school movie type thing.
Ooh.
Like, I don't know. Like, I know they're all old. But,
I mean, you know, so Steven Yeun never grows old.
That's true. You're right. I like that one.
What I've been thinking about for the past couple of minutes is what superhero could Lou pick that would fit this movie?
Okay,
like maybe an
No. Go ahead. I already know.
No, good.
Because you have Ryan Gosling.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the Deadpool thing. Where you have Deadpool, but then we cover him in gross, like, you know, trying to make him as gross as you can. You have Ryan Reynolds and trying to make him less ugly, attractive. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Ryan Gosling, but then you do Swamp Thing.
In the 80s?
Actually, yes, you know what? Wait. I think it actually might play.
There's no Swamp in LA.
I know.
But they'll find
the Toxic
one.
Avenger, dude.
And La Brea Tar Pits.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. He falls in the tar pits, you know.
And then he becomes a Swamp Thing.
He becomes a pit monster. I like it because, you know what? Here's what I was thinking. Because I know a lot of the 80s movies were centered about like how nuclear energy was dirty and horrible. So Willem Dafoe could be your token, like, CEO of this, Janky Inc. Whatever, and then Ryan Reynolds is gonna be our street level hero who's gonna try to save the day, and Toxic Avenger or Dark Man kind of thing, where it's like, fighting corporations and Willem Dafoe is
like this,
and then
you're gonna
have
that movie. You're gonna play Dark Man, and you're not gonna have Idris Elba play Dark Man.
Well, maybe I'm gonna put my foot in my mouth. I'm gonna stop.
Don't stop.
We'll just say that, you know,
on the bait out there. See, we're gonna catch it.
I'm gonna catch a stray in this post.
Don't worry, I'll take all the heat, guys.
So yeah, I do like that Swamp Thing idea.
Yeah, my movie would be called Miami Heat. That's very clever. Ooh, that's a good Miami one. Heat. What will the title of your movie be?
Oh, title.
I like that, Miami. What was the other one that you
did? Mine is going to be, I'm going to tell you what my movie idea is, and then I'll tell you. So the idea is that they've been stuck in this, this whole team trying to get to a new like colony. Okay, pretty much everybody dies in like all the people in their pods are dead, and these are the people that actually like wake up, you know. And so they realize, oh crap, we have to kind of like, you know, reproduce and try to get more people into
rebuild society.
Yeah, rebuild society and everything. And so Will Smith and Keanu Reeves are vying for the vying for Cameron Diaz's affection, but then they forget that Awkwafina is also a woman because of how irritating she is, and that's the it's Yikes. Gonna be called Adam and Eve. It's gonna
Ooh.
Be my title. So there you go.
Atom spelled A-T-O-M?
No.
Atom. Atom. Up and Atom. Up and
Atom. Atom and Eve.
I like that so much. Adam
and so Eve. Nervous. Eve is the Wally Eve. No.
Sorry. I'd watch that movie.
But imagine a Wally Eve with Awkwafina's voice.
No. I think I was going to say, imagine just Wally with Awkwafina's voice. I can't even do it.
I was going to say, don't. No. I don't know.
It's the same voice.
It's less raspy. Wally's is.
Okay, Courage, how about you? What's the title of your movie?
Okay, so I can't think of one. So I think the movie's going to be like old Hollywoody, something's happening at, you know, Warner Brothers Studios, and they're running around. I see a lot of like sound stages. I see a lot of like costume trucks, and you know, someone carrying like a scenery, like, you know, like a big giant picture of the forest, and they're moving that around. You know, like it's like one of those like backdrops that they're moving around, always in a studio, you know, in a movie. I'm gonna say.
Is it a prequel to Animaniacs?
It is the prequel to Animaniacs. It sounds like it. That's how the Warner Brothers and their sister Dot end up trapped in the water tower.
Oh, that got dark.
It exactly. is a dark comedy.
You're saying that Yakko is Asian?
Yeah.
Wacko's
Asian. No, Wacko's Asian. Imagine Yun as Wacko. Come on.
Yes,
yeah, very much.
That I works. Would watch that. Yeah. I guess like. Something like obscure, like something like campy, I think, because of Danny Elfman. Maybe the title should be something like, "What happened?"
One of those long titles.
Yeah,
of,
like, what happened in the studio on a Tuesday night? Yeah, like
Who Framed Roger Rabbit kind of thing. Exactly, yeah. Exactly. One evening at Studio 52 or something like that. Yeah,
Who Framed Roger Rabbit is the Asian guy. I figured out the premise of my movie.
Okay.
So Mads Mikkelsen is obviously going to be a drug dealer because it's Miami in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. And it's Mads Mikkelsen.
A lot of cocaine.
He looks like
yeah, a lot of cocaine.
He did.
That's why his eyes all messed up in that one. In James Bond. And then Anna Kendrick just happens to be a secretary because, you know, misogynist. And she just happens to run into the records of him selling a bunch of stuff, and it's like as a front for his drug money laundering. Yeah. And then The Rock is just some guy that's working out at the beach. He's an ex CIA agent who learns capoeira. And then
wow,
yeah. I like this.
And then John C. Reilly sells boats at the beach that The Rock works out
naturally,
at.
Of course.
And then so like he goes to rent some stuff from John C. Reilly, and then John C. Reilly accidentally gives him a bunch of coke. And then the coke is part of a deal gone bad because the boat is full of cocaine.
Oh.
And then, you know.
Write this down. Call Hollywood. Call Hollywood.
So when they blow up the cocaine boat, I should call it
cocaine boat.
Yes, cocaine boat. Cocaine like boat. Cocaine bear.
I thought you said cocaine blow.
Redundant. I just needed something redundant.
Yeah, crack drugs. That should be the feature of movie titles, by the way, is the most.
It's two nouns back to
yeah.
back.
Yeah, the lowest common denominator of the. Hey, there's your lowest common denominator. Of the,
I like that. I like cocaine boats.
Bad villains.
No.
I think cocaine boat sounds
cocaine
like a
boat.
Cocaine boat is
naturally comes out.
Yeah, it's like Titanic, but with cocaine on it.
Yeah.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah, instead of Leo DiCaprio on the thing. It's The Rock being held up by Anna Kendrick.
or the other way around?
No.
Okay, I like this. I like that.
It's got to be the most ridiculous premise ever.
I see like John C. Reilly wearing a captain's hat. You know, like a ship captain's hat. Oh, I like this.
And then he gets to do his... Like the good captain's hat? The
nautical
hat?
Captain?
Or like the captain, like a seafaring shanty singing captain
with the crossbones and the eye patch.
No,
like a pirate hat.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Is it pirate?
Okay, whatever.
I'm down for that.
Okay, look,
all the hats.
That was actually
all the hats.
I gotta give it the Herald. He gets his spot on the no. Oh, actually, no.
Nope.
Yeah, exactly. That's for Herald. This is what I think of you, Herald. Lewis just lost his privileges.
I did. I thought
I remembered everything.
There you go.
There you go.
Harold.
Yes. And done. But we're gonna cut it short.
Cut off my applause. I didn't get even a standing applause.
Okay. Applause. And I mean, I think.
Yeah.
I think.
So, what do you guys think of our movies? Which ones would you definitely see, or which ones you guys would be interested to be made?
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll put up our own little poll. You guys can make your own fantasy drafts.
Oh yeah, that'll
and
be.
And then
fun.
Everybody can play along. And in our next episode, we can briefly go over some of our favorite picks.
Oh yeah.
And then we will shame everybody else.
Because everyone else is wrong. Because
we all know that Adam and Eve is the blockbuster
winner. Clear winner.
Come on. Wait, hold on. You're gonna make a movie called Adam and Eve, and Adam Sandler's not in?
No. He's just singing.
And Eve the rapper?
He's gonna. You can't have two people. Okay?
He could be the voice of the ship, dude. The spaceship.
Ooh.
Ooh, like Hal.
Ooh.
I like that.
Okay, look. Get out of my movie because you're just making the movie.
Imagine if when they open up the pod to say, "Hey, gotta get the pod." I don't know why I turned into Al Pacino. I don't know why, man. Adam Sandler's Al Pacino. But
that's what we're going to do. We're going to get the most famous person to do a voice a cameo, and they have to, you can't sound like your own voice.
We're going to pay you so much money.
It's like it's like Brad Pitt in Deadpool. You know?
Yeah.
Or Deadpool 2. There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, there's your face.
Well, on that note, this has been another episode of the Dorkiest Timeline Podcast, The Tangent, to the Two Fanboys in a Filthy Casual Podcast. Again, I am one of your hosts. I'm Krija.
This is Dennis.
This is Lewis.
My name is Harold.
Oh, gosh. I don't want to leave.
That was fun.
That was good.
Just Lewis is the only one leaving.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys can keep going.
Bye.
What?